Good evening. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 4th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF Night with the Naturals is April 24th at Arvis Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together, and one lucky guest will throw out the first pitch if over 200 KUAF tickets are sold. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063. Or click the banner at KUAF.com to email an order.
Support for KUAF comes from United Interest, presenting recording artist Elephant Revival, April 6th, Sunday, at George's Majestic in Fayetteville. The performance of the Netherland Colorado Quintet will contain elements of gypsy, rock, Celtic, alt, country, and folk. Tickets and more information available at georgesmajesticlounge.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the former president of Heifer International speaks on the University of Arkansas campus. And Antoinette takes a walk through history that begins in Jasper.
But before all of that, just a reminder that this is the spring fundraiser for KUAF.
Yes, first day of our on-air spring fundraiser, a time when we come to you, our listeners, to remind you that you are the public and public radio, and it is contributing listeners like yourself who every year, every month, however they choose to, continue to support us with their financial contributions. So if you have yet to contribute this spring, you can do so by heading to our website, supportkuaf.com.
The volunteers have gone home, our phone volunteers.
Yes, all day we've had phone volunteers here taking calls, but we sent them home. But you can give at any hour of the day thanks to our handy dandy website.
That's right. It's supportkuaf.com. You choose the amount, you choose the method as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to become a sustaining member, Lee Wood, our membership director, will be in a few minutes to tell you more about that. Again, supportkuaf.com.
And thank you.
And this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
74 people have died in Arkansas during this flu season, making it the deadliest year in recent history. Dr. Kirk Haslow, state epidemiologist with the Arkansas Department of Health, says the statistic shows how dangerous the flu can be.
It's just a reminder to all of us that everyone is at risk of the flu. Two-thirds of the people who died, 47 of the 74, were between 25 and 64. You know, and most of them were previously healthy people. Working age adults need to get their flu shot every year, just like people in the traditional high-risk groups, the young children and older adults with underlying medical conditions.
He says one unique aspect this year is that more younger adults were affected by the flu than in previous years. He says receiving a flu vaccination remains the best way people can protect themselves.
Federal Judge Price Marshall Jr. today is hearing some long-standing desegregation concerns for the Pulaski County Special School District. The district is currently under court monitoring until compliance with outstanding desegregation obligations are resolved. Superintendent Jerry Guess says when the remaining desegregation obligations are resolved, he expects the district to operate under the same conditions as the county's other two districts.
One of the results of a complete unitary declaration would be that the court would no longer oversee our operations. Little Rock and North Little Rock have both been declared unitary, and because of the inter-district agreement that we have reached between the three districts, the court is, I don't believe, as actively engaged in monitoring Little Rock and North Little Rock. So I would assume that same development would occur with us once we're declared unitary.
Guest says the hearing will address scholarships and special education. He argues the toughest remaining challenges will be resolving disparities in discipline and achievement.
The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences has received substantial support for its campus in Northwest Arkansas. Officials with the college yesterday announced a public-private partnership that will help form a physical therapy academic program, an internal medicine residency, and related programs at the school's Fayetteville campus. According to the college, more than $2 million in individual and foundation gifts and economic development grants will support the programs and fund necessary facility renovation and construction.
The Cherokee Nation opened a new Veterans Center in Tahlequah earlier this week. The $2 million, 8,700 square foot facility will assist veterans with benefits and tribal programs, and the center will also have a part-time readjustment counselor from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The Cherokee Nation estimates there are more than 4,000 Cherokee veterans.
Governor Mike Beebe yesterday announced the appointment of James Clark of Rogers as prosecuting attorney for Benton County. He'll fill the remainder of the term vacated by former prosecuting attorney Van Stone, who resigned in order to take a position with the Walmart Legal Department.
The Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas has announced a new partnership with J.B. Hunt Transport Services to develop supply chain education. The J.B. Hunt Supply Chain University will combine the supply chain management expertise of both entities, and the school will expand on a forum held by the company last summer on the UA campus. That forum attracted nearly 300 J.B. Hunt sales executives, and the new school will expand on that effort with curriculum ranging from foundational principles of supply chain management to advanced topics emerging in the industry.
Rain delayed any hopes for baseball yesterday. The Razorback baseball team series opener against South Carolina was washed away. It's been pushed back to today. Arkansas will play 2 9-inning games as part of a doubleheader against the number one ranked Gamecocks today in Fayetteville. And rain delayed the Northwest Arkansas natural season opener yesterday. The Nats instead will open the season today in Frisco with a doubleheader against the Frisco Rough Riders.
Mostly clear tonight with lows from 31 in northwest Arkansas to 37 in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 20% chance of rain and lows from 41 in northwest Arkansas to 47 in the Arkansas River Valley.